I told myself I wouldn't do it, but fortunately, I can't help it. Welcome back to Ye Second Date, where Pirate Paul is on the phone. Will he be getting a date or walking the plank?
Arg.
All right, got it out of my system.
You know that everyone in the car right now just did the same arg.
I know, they did.
It's so hard not to.
Right in the middle of a second date, and Paul is on the phone. The reason for the pirate theme is because Paul thinks that his pirate impersonation killed his chances at a second date. He went out with a girl named Vicky, who he met on Bumble. They were hanging out, and then they got on the subject of pirates, and then he started talking like a pirate, and then, to use his words, got stuck in pirate mode and couldn't stop and went on for like 10 minutes, and he feels like that joke just went way too far, and she might think he's kind of a weirdo. You ready to go, Paul? Ready to call her?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
And Okay. You're sure you can stay away from Pirate Paul, right?
I'm trying to stay out of the pirate voice.
Okay.
Just don't call her a wench, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if I enter pirate mode, who knows what will happen?
Yeah. You're not in control at that point. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Can I speak to Vicky, please?
This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you calling me?
I just wanted to ask you a couple questions about some stuff.
Hey, Vicky.
How did you get my number?
From someone.
Okay, what is going on?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I know it's a radio show, but why are you calling me?
You recently went out with a dude who liked you a lot, and now you're not calling him back. So he sent us an email asking if we could get you on the phone to figure out what happened. His name's Paul.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Oh, you remember Paul.
I remember Paul.
Yeah.
He told us about your date and how he kept talking in pirate. He thinks that might have turned you off.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
He was really normal at first. And then, like, I don't even remember how we got into the conversation about pirates, but we started talking about pirates. And then he wouldn't stop talking in a pirate voice. And it went on for, like, what seemed like forever. He wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
He did tell us that. And he knows that he kind of screwed up by doing that.
Yeah. I mean, he kept making these jokes. He kept saying, like, something, something, poop deck. Like, he just kept saying poop deck.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess he thought it was funny, but it was just really weird. Like, it reached the point where it wasn't funny, and then he kept going for a really long time after that.
So you, after Pirate Voice, you weren't attracted to him anymore?
I mean, it was cute at first, and then it just got really weird.
Yeah.
And then he started talking to me about other dates he was going to go on later in the week. Like,
what?
Like he switched up to, like, we were friends or something.
Wait, hold on. Rewind just a little bit. You said he was talking about dates he was going on later in the week?
Yeah. So, like, we matched on Bumble.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking to me about other people that he matched with and then was just, like, casually bringing up, like, oh, yeah, on Wednesday, I'm going to go out with this person. Like, should I bring her flowers? Like, what would you suggest that I do?
Dude.
That is, was it a weird attempt to bond with you over both doing the dating app? I'm just trying to figure out why someone would ever bring that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was really weird. And, like, I didn't really know him, so it's not like I was getting, like, crazy jealous or something because
right. This
was our first date, but that just seems like such a weird, kind of really rude thing to do if you're on a date with someone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that should usually be common sense, but
if
you're also going to go talk like a pirate for 10 minutes, you might not understand that's not exactly what you do on a date.
Good point.
That's so weird, though. I mean, if someone did that to me, I would read it as they weren't interested in me and that they were trying to friend zone me.
Right, which, had he not done the pirate voice, maybe I would have immediately gone to that assumption. But I think I just felt like he didn't understand how dates are supposed to go.
I think you are astute.
How did you react, by the way, when he was telling you about these other girls?
So I told him my opinion on whatever he brought up. Like, yeah, sure. I'm sure she'd like it if you brought her some daisies. I don't know.
You gave him solid dating advice.
Yeah.
I guess, sure. Yeah. I mean, now I'm like, I probably should have just told him off.
Well, you know, you can tell him off because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
He's what?
He's listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Vicky.
Oh, my God. What? Why? What is wrong with you? Why would you do this?
I just wanted to see what's up and thought that this would be a funny way to get your attention.
Funny way?
Did you think that talking about other girls on our date was going to get my attention?
Well, we've only been on one date, so why is it a problem if I brought up other girls?
What?
What? No, Paul,
dude,
no.
It's still a date.
Why would you?
No matter what, it doesn't matter how long, you're still going on a date with somebody. You don't bring up other dates usually.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like she's a little bit jealous.
What
are you talking about, Paul? You lost your mind.
Dude.
It's not like we're exclusive or anything. I'm allowed to see other people, and you should be okay with that.
Yeah, Paul, that's fine. That's what dating is. But I feel like it's kind of an unsaid rule that you don't ask the other people you're dating about advice for other dates.
Right?
It's just a question. No need to be, like, scared of a question.
I'm not scared of a question. I don't care if you're dating other people. That's fine, but I don't want to give you advice about it. Like, that just makes me feel like I'm completely not important.
I don't know. You know, your tone and everything, you sound a little bit jealous.
Paul,
I'm not jealous. I just think it's friggin' insane that you would bring up other girls while you're on a date with me. Like, why are you asking me for dating advice? Don't you have friends to help you with that? Like, what?
Who would be a better person to ask for dating advice than the person I'm currently on a date with?
That's,
Paul,
in a weird way, Paul, that's a good point, but no, you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Why else would you care?
Oh, my God. I don't care, Paul. I just don't want to go on any more dates with you because this is not how I want to date somebody. I don't want to give you advice on other people.
Well, maybe if you continued dating me, you'd be the only person I went on dates with, and that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, work your way up.
Really, out of all the girls, I like you the best.
Wow, I am so flattered. Thank you. I feel really special.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Honestly, Paul, just go have fun with the billion other dates you have this week. I really don't care.
Not a billion. Three.
Hey, Vicky, would you like to be date number four this week and go out with Paul one more time? We'll pay for it.
No, 1,000% no.
Oh,
I want
to
date with myself.
Yeah, it's really shocking.
Come on, Vicky. We had so much fun.
Did we?
For maybe the first 3 minutes. And not even to mention the freaking talking like a pirate for 10 minutes like you were frozen there.
I'm stuck. I couldn't help myself.
He was stuck.
He was stuck in pirate. Vicky, come on, one more date.
You don't blame him.
Oh, no. God.
Are you sure you won't go out with me?
Yes.
No, Paul, I'm not going to go out with you, matey, because you're weird.
Come on.